Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I had a dream last night, Warren. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here with us on a good day to talk about pets, how to handle your pets, what's going on in the world of our friends in the animal kingdom. One of those really horrible cats, I don't know what they call them, they're like ferrets, but they're cats, somehow came down the chimney in my house and attacked me in my sleep. It was hard. It's really, these are...
Didn't you have like a weird animal like that in your house in California? Didn't something come into the house recently because you left your doors and windows open?
Yeah. I don't know. It was that kind of a cat, but it was...
But you said it was some weird looking thing
like
that...
Civet.
Yeah.
Like a civet.
Yeah. What are they called?
A civet?
No. No, it's something else. Not a civet, but...
But you deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
No, you do. All the negative things you say about cats all the time.
No, I took that back. I've changed my whole routine about cats now.
Oh, that's good.
I love cats.
I don't know that you've fully been rebuilt.
Well, better than I used to be, anyway. So what's going on with the animals? A lot of focus on the situation in Louisiana with all the flooding and the dogs and cats and pets in general. How are they being taken care of?
It's just devastating. I mean, there's just so many animals loose. In fact, I just recently, you know, my Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund tries to help organizations that are really small. Here's an email that I recently got. This is amazing. Here's the devastating info that I received. This is from a group in Louisiana. The shelter opened the kennels and had to release all of the dogs to avoid drowning with the quickly rising water. That means all of the dogs were let loose. Yeah. The SPCA sent humane law enforcement officers to help, but they hit water 4 miles out, so there was nothing they can do. Now volunteers are coming together and trying to get these dogs back in and get them back at the shelter, but they had no option. And it's interesting, Doug. Someone wrote to me, well, it's the shelter's fault, weren't they prepared? The water came up so fast, so rapidly. It's a 100-year-old storm. No one had the opportunity to prepare. Hopefully the dogs will be reunited with at least a shelter and finally their homes.
So how can people give to help through Hugs and Kisses, your fund?
They can make a donation. It's a 501c3. It's all tax deductible. HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. And let me just tell you something. I very rarely talk about it. The Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund was set up after my first wife passed away in 90. And the bottom line is there's no salaries. There's no expenses. I give them my office. Every single penny that comes in goes out. In fact, our logo, Doug, is to be the poorest humane society in the world based on the fact that if there's money in the bank, that I'm not saving every animal I can.
Yeah. All right, it's hugsandkisses.org, or Hugs and Kisses Fund.
HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org.
HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. Can we, Victoria,
and
post
we're
that?
Yep, I'm on it. Yep.
Put it on Twitter and Facebook. Hugs and Kisses Fund. What is it?
AnimalFund.org.
AnimalFund. What's the matter with me? HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. In a moment, we check a couple of other important stories about your pets here. Good day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Prices are going up, and this time they're messing with your mind. Here's the social science of it.
I've seen the future. I can't afford it.
It's a twist on Weber's law, the just noticeable difference. When price increases are small, spread out over time, we hardly pay them any attention. Your brain never adds up all the little increases. Today's price increases are different. They're big. And then another big jump hits before we can forget the last big increase. When price increases are obvious, they bug us both financially and psychologically. What's the cheap psychological trick? You may feel out of control, but you have more control than you think. When you cut back, no matter the reason, focus on the savings, no matter how small, and you'll find yourself dealing with bad times better, which aren't your fault. What do you think about this one? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, Warren, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to say nothing but good things about cats. For example, here's a fat cat in Russia, lives in the Ural Mountains, 6-year-old cat, weighs 50 pounds, eats 3 Frankfurters a day. So what, you ever see a cat that big? What's the biggest cat you ever saw?
Probably in the 30 pound range, you know. But, you know, people don't realize that if you have a cat, the average cat weighs maybe 10 or 12 pounds, mm-hmm. not even, probably less than that. Yep. If they just add 2 pounds to that, that's 20% of the cat's weight. Can you imagine if we did that? So a 50-pound cat, unless it's some rare breed of cat from Siberia that I don't know about, is way, way overweight, and they have the same problems people. In fact, I just recently did an interview with a woman who specializes in rehabilitation for obese cats and dogs. It's a big problem. Number one problem vets see in the country is canine and feline obesity. Get them in shape.
Stop feeding them so much and let them run around. All right, Hugs and Kisses animalfund.org. All right, take care of the dogs and the cats down in Louisiana through Warren's nonprofit. 59 past the hour. Warren Eckstein here in Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.